I believe we've reached our destination, Captain. We'll be heading into the cave together.
No. I go alone. They are mine.
All right, Captain. Whatever you wish.
Will you tend to my ship while I'm gone, Lieutenant? I'll see you soon, and hopefully with the treasure we've been searching for all this time. Wow. This cave is amazing. All these minerals, all these glowing stones. I have never seen anything like that in my life. All these expeditions, all these searches for treasure. This has to be the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Hey, wait, come back. You're so fast. Stop, I'm not going to hurt you, I promise. A dead end. Look, you have nowhere to swim, okay? Just let me talk to you. Hello? Are you calming down? Wow. You look gorgeous. My name is Flynn. Captain Cornelius Flynn. I have been searching for you, and I finally hunt you down. You are such a gorgeous creature. My apologies. Wow. I'm just a little at a loss for words. I have, for months, been hunting you down. I've been tracking you, and now I have finally found you in your home, this cave. You don't know how long I've waited for this moment. Do you mind if I join you in the water? Or sit by the side if that makes you more comfortable. Please, I promise, I won't hurt you. So you're okay with that? I'll just sit on the side like this. Wow. The water here is so warm. No wonder you've picked this place as your home and your hiding spot. Must be lonely here, right? You don't have any friends or people like you, huh? You're all by yourself. That's so sad. Me? Why? No. Well, I have heard about your skills and their effects on people's health, and I know that you can make a deadly poison out of your skills and stuff, and I know that you've been hunted down by many other captains. But looks like I'm the first one that actually was able to reach you. Look, I'm not here for your skills. That doesn't interest me. I don't have any desire to kill my enemies with poison made out of your skills. I don't care about that stuff. All I wanted is, look, I knew you would be wonderful and extraordinary, but I didn't expect you to look like this. I came here to ask you something. Will you marry me? I know that this question might be a very abrupt and unexpected, but I know you don't know me, but I would love nothing more than to get to know you, and I promise I would take care of you. I would love you. I have a gift for you. Look, I had this made for you. I commissioned this from the smith in town. It's a collar embedded with diamonds and gold. It's a special gift for a special creature like you. If you'll allow me, I would love to put this around your neck. If you don't feel comfortable with it, I understand, and I won't force it upon you, but I promise this is going to look amazing on you. Money. Well, yeah, it cost me a lot of money, but money is not really relevant to me. I'm a pirate captain, you know? Stealing treasure is all we do. I have so much money by now. More than anyone could ever wish for, but that doesn't complete me. I wanted something special to call my own. Not as a possession kind of way, more as a love kind of way. I wanted to love something, someone that is special enough for me to stay with forever. I think we got off on the wrong foot, and I'm sorry if I startled you. You probably thought you were in danger. Here, give me your hand. Wow. You must have the softest hand I've ever felt. So soft and wonderful and pretty. Very pretty. Feel my hand. As you can tell, I am shaking. I am so nervous. Do you really think that someone who wanted to hurt you could be this nervous and shy and... Oh my god. You're smiling at me. You have an amazing smile. You look so... Please, can I put this collar around your precious neck? I would love to see you in it. I hope it fits, though. Yeah? Oh, thank you. I really appreciate you trusting me. Here you go. I won't make it too tight, I promise. There you go. Wow. It fits perfectly. And the green emeralds, they really complement your eyes. Wow. I think I'm thinking this must be what they call love at first sight. I can just see something in your eyes. There's this sparkle. Maybe it's the reflection of the water, but... Can I ask you how old you are? Well, you don't look like it. I mean, you look like my age, but I am not 80 years old. I am 19. I am actually one of the youngest pirate captains to ever conquer this many treasures. But our age difference, I don't mind, as long as you don't look 80. Huh? More people age differently. So there are multiple of you. No. You're the last one. Oh, I'm so sorry. But I didn't know that merpeople age differently than humans. There's just so much to find out about you, apparently. I have a question for you. Can I be your boyfriend? I will take care of you. I promise. I'll make sure you get everything you need. I will love you. And God, you're doing that thing with your smile again. It's just really cute. And I Wow. Your lips feel really soft. They taste a bit like salt, though. But I don't mind. Hey, does this mean you want to give it a chance with me? We can get to know each other, and I promise, if things don't work out, we could still be friends. I will make sure you're protected forever, even though it wouldn't work out. I promise. But there is one problem, I suppose. You're here in the water, and I'm sure you're not really able to walk with that tail, huh? Outside of the water, you don't have a tail. You serious? Yeah, you can show me, of course. Come here. Come on the side of the water with me. I'll help you up. Wow. Your tail, it's gone. That's some H2O shit. That's so fascinating. You have pretty legs, though. But you're not really wearing anything to cover your I'm sorry, I'm a bit nervous. I am what? Prove what to you? Prove to you that I want to be with you, even though you're a freak? You're not a freak. Why would you say that? No. You're not weird at all. You're different, but you're special. And I kind of like special people. Well, I'm also considered a bit special back at home. Trust me, we have more in common than you think. Yeah. But, yeah. I would love to prove to you how much I care about you already. And I would love to prove that I could love you. Then make love to you. That did caught me off guard. I'm sorry I get so flustered, but I came here to ask to be your boyfriend and for you to come with me so I can take care of you and keep you safe, but I didn't expect... What? Claim your prey. Oh. Yeah. I'm sorry about the hunting you down thing that must have startled you when I said I hunted you down. Huh? That turned you on. A handsome captain hunting you down. Really? No, I'm not judging you or anything. It's just that... You kinda like it when someone hunts you down and wants to take you and keep you as his own. You really find that attractive? Well, in that case, my little merprey, I am going to hunt you down. I am going to claim you because I came from far and wide, all the way across the seven seas. Freya, I hunted you down day and night, and I finally found you, my prey. You're really into this, huh? Well, my precious little colored sea pearl, I will make love to you. I know I don't seem like it, but I can get pretty dominant, though. But not cruel. Not, for my own pleasure. I like to be dominant over someone who really wants me to be dominant over them. And I like it when someone really craves the pleasure that comes out of being prey to a hunter. From a being submissive and the feeling of being in danger. I like it when someone gets turned on by what I tell them. And I like how I can take control over someone who wants me to. I love that dynamic. So, if you allow me, my little ocean-eyed pearl, I will take you and make you mine. Oh, I see. You're reaching down. You really want it, huh? Don't worry. I will give it to you, my pearl. I will give you everything you want, 'cause you are mine, and mine alone. I will keep you forever and ever, my precious pearl. You belong to me. Can I, make love to you? Huh? Maybe even pull on that adorable collar of yours. I will pull you close, like this, and then put my hand on your breast, and go down to your stomach, and go down and down, onto your hip. And then pull you in very softly and very gently against my body until you can feel my heat for you. Until you can feel how warm I am and how much I desire to make you feel good. How much I want you to tell me what to do. Exactly what makes you feel good. And then I will do whatever it takes for you to feel amazing. Oh, you would really like that. Okay, then open your legs, little pearl.